There's probably not anybody in the house that can't quote this verse. As far as that goes, probably nobody in the world that hadn't heard it, one form or fashion of another, or hadn't seen it. It's displayed. It really is. It's common. It's a common verse out of the Bible. A verse that I guess the world thinks that, I don't know what they think, just to be honest with you. I'm going to read this verse, and you pray. I've got a thought.
Yes, and Lord.
And this verse come to me just as soon as I got this thought. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Very familiar. To the point. Now I want to talk about something tonight. Lord help me. Just a few minutes. It says, for God so loved the world. I want to talk about love. Love. There's many, if you look around in our society today, there's many probably forms of love. And there's a lot of people that really don't know what love is. And there's a reason for that. For God so loved the world. That's a statement. That's a statement, folks, that didn't really derive from me and you. But it is about me and you. For God so loved the world. Who loved? God loved. God loved. From the beginning, God loved. I wonder tonight, I really do, that the word love is one of those words that is used very loosely. Very, very loosely. And as I said, there's so many forms of it and so many derivatives of it that, brethren, it's hard to figure out whether somebody really, really, really loves or not. They say they do, but do they really? They say they do. You know, the Lord wouldn't fill in pages when He wrote this. He just wouldn't. It wasn't something that He just throwed out there and said, there it is, I love you. He didn't do that. He went further. He showed His love. He proved His love. And brethren, if you ain't never, ever received the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have no idea what He's talking about. None. Zero. All it means to you is a statement. A statement. I'm going to say this. The sad part of it is that's all it means to a lot of men and women today is a statement. For God so loved the world. Brethren, for love to actually be known, they got to be a recipient of it. Yes, they have. They got to be somebody, brethren, that receives what love has been given today. Is that not right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Listen, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave you something. Did He not? He gave you something tonight. I don't know. I really don't know which way I'm going. But I thought, my friend, there's a lot of people in this world that has no clue what love is. They have no clue how to love. How to love. You say, preacher, it's just automatic. There's no automatic button here. No, sir. You can love somebody with everything you've got and them never receive an ounce of it. Preacher, you've lost your mind. The world did not accept Him. Back up. The religious world did not accept Him. Did not. They was looking for a Savior, for a Messiah, but they're looking for Him to come in a different way. But God loved them. Did He not? He said He loved them. He loved them, my friend, and He proved He loved them because He done exactly what He said He'd do. He said, you believe on Me, you shall have eternal life. Are you a recipient of that love? Are you? You know, that's where it is. It's not, my friend, the greatest thing that God loves us. It's whether or not you know it tonight. Have you received it? Preacher, I got it packed away. It'll come out after a while. Don't happen that way. You hear me? Can I ask you a question? If you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, don't you think it's gonna show, my friend? I don't have to tell my wife I love her. She likes to hear it. And every now and again, I'll tell her. But that ain't what proves I love her. Is it, Robert? No, sir. I'm not a romantic kind of guy. I'm not one to get in depth in all this, but I want you to know God loved us. Loved us. I'm going to say He loved us with a love we don't understand. He loved us so much He gave us His Son. Send his son. Let him die. Did he not? Let him die. Turned his back on him. Jesus on the cross said, Eli, Eli, Masaknia. Huh? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Folks, he had to forsake him in that hour for mine and your benefit was not his, our benefit. That's how much he loved us. That's how he showed, brethren, that we are one of his because he gave the supreme sacrifice. Love. Love is not love until it's given away. And a gift is not a gift. They sang that song. Earl sings it. Sister Carrot sings it beautifully. Josh's mother, Evelyn. Beautiful. Beautiful. Touches my heart every time she does it. Yes, sir. Love is not love until it's given away. And a gift is not a gift until it's received. Glory! That's unconditional love tonight. A mother, a true mother, will love its child. How long does a mother love her child? Forever. I started saying till you put them in the grave, but that ain't right. That don't stop a mother's love. No, sir. I'm an eyewitness. Yes, sir. We had three children, and I'll guarantee you, I didn't love one above the other and still don't. Preacher, how do you separate it? Have three and find out. Glory to God! Lord, thank God we'll go further. Thank God that anything you've got in your life. Bible says that love will hide a multitude of sins. Will it not? Sometimes that love is blinded by the fact you love them so much you cannot see that they ever do wrong. How many times, I couldn't tell you how many times down through the years that I've heard mothers say, not my son. Yeah, your son. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love. Love. Look, do you know love's got some action to it? I'll promise you. You can tell your wife that you love her all day long, but after a while, she wants more than that word. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. There's things, my friend, God so loved the world. So loved the world that he done something. I've done said it, done went over it. I ain't going to go over it and over it, but I want you to know it takes a little action. Do you know that? It takes a little more sometimes than just a little pat on the back.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even naturally speaking, I don't know about you, but I'm going to say this. My God is my God, both naturally and spiritually. He knows my natural needs. He knows yours too. What's the scripture say? Seek you what? First, the kingdom of God. And all these other things will be added unto you. You say, preacher, what's all them other things? All them necessary needs. He sent the children of Israel. Let me back up. He didn't send them. They went because of their own unbelief. Round the wilderness, 40 years. 40 years, round and around, wandering in that waste, howling wilderness. And God loved them. Do you know how I know he loved them? Do you know how they ought to know he loved them? He took care of them. Day by day, my friend. They had need, my friend, of something to keep them going, and he give them manna. Did he not? They didn't plant it. They didn't go out and sow it. They didn't have to work hard for it, Carrie. All they had to do was gather it. Thank God and eat it. How much does God love you? I believe, I'm going to say this. I believe a true man. I'll talk to the men, my friend, that are here. And if there's any listening. A true man, my friend, will take care of his household. Yes, he will. He'll take responsibility for his household. You know why I say that? That, brethren, is the action of love out of a man to provide. Yes, sir. God made it that way. It's in the book. Preacher, not so. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These things, my friend, I would to God that every household, my friend, could have part of what love really is. I know you say, preacher, things happen. I'm going to ask you a question. Reckon what Hollywood thinks about love. It's not a trick question. I've preached this down through the years, and I'm going to preach it till the Lord puts me under. The entertainment of this world, my friend, has deviated us from our commandment to God. Yes, it has. It's a guideline. Preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. I, my friend, could see the results of it when I was a young man. Had a man to tell me. He said, you're not old enough, but he said that being the husband of one wife, he said, people of the world acknowledge that. Back in the day, they acknowledge that. You say, preacher, don't get on that. That's a sore subject. I got news for you. You put love in it, it'll fix it. Preacher, that ain't going to fix it. It's going to take more than that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It'll take it. It'll take it. Did you know that love, my friend, has been upset more than you can think about? It has been misused. Hollywood started divorcing and went around, my friends, see how many wives they could have. Yes, sir. Preacher, it's a common thing today. Why is it? Why is it common? Can I tell you why? They don't know what love is. I'm just going to preach what I got. You don't have to have it. But they don't understand, Steve, what love really is. It won't do you wrong. One writer said, to not let love have dissimulation. Then he went on to say, to abhor that which is evil and cleave unto that which is good. That word cleave ain't used but a few times in the scripture. And the Bible said, Adam, my friend, cleaved unto his wife, Eve. You study it. You search it out. You can take it, and I've read the scripture enough to know, and you can come with any question you want to come. And brethren, I can back it up by the word of God that it wasn't that away from the beginning. Jesus Christ said himself. Said Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, give you a bill of divorcement. But it was not so from the beginning. Jesus Christ himself spoke them words. Now you tell me, you say, preacher, you need to go down that road. I want you to know something, that he didn't stop there. Do you not think that God loves a man or a woman that's been divorced before? It's to the point, my friend, you can't mention it today because people think that you are against them. Listen, I love you, my friend, just like God loves you, and he wants you to understand what love really is. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I heard a preacher say one day, there some of them said, I thought when they got married, said it would be happily ever after. And the preacher told them, said, you get loved and you get married. And he said, and you work the rest of the life to keep it together. Amen. That's exactly what he said. There's a lot of work, brethren, in love tonight. You think God didn't try to find a different way? You go to the 5th chapter of the book of Revelation. The Bible says, my friend, that John looked down over through yonder, and there's a book with seven seals. And no man was found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. No man. He began to weep. And the angel of God told him, John, weep not, thank God. Weep not. We found one worthy to loose the seals from off the book. Listen. The Bible says the heavens was searched, the earth was searched, and beneath the earth was searched for one found worthy. They wouldn't one. Abraham wasn't worthy. Isaac wasn't worthy. Jacob wasn't worthy. David wasn't worthy. Isaiah wasn't worthy. Matthew wasn't worthy. Peter wasn't worthy. Brethren, it took the Lamb of God, my friend. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was worthy. Yes, sir. You know, he searched it all, folks. He done everything. Why do you think he gave them the law? He thought the law might be sufficient, Steve, but it was not sufficient. No, sir. You go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and he'll tell you real quick, my friend, the blood of bulls and goats and heifers and sprinkling and all that was not sufficient. Was not. Why, preacher? Because it took the love of God to bring it. Yes, sir. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He sent the law. He established the throne of David. The kingdom that then was, my friend, was established in David. And the prophecy even said that there wouldn't be a man that wouldn't sit on the throne. And Jesus Christ become that man. Love. You say today, I'll ask you the question again. Reckon what love means to Hollywood, the entertainment world. A lot of them, my friend, get so caught up in their entertainment that they don't know what world they're living in. Do you know that? Some of them, my friend, that got so deep in their own role that they took their own life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In our day. No telling, I'll just quite be frank with you, no telling how much of that goes on. It warps people's mind. Brethren, it has to do something to you when you try to be something that you are not today. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be this. I've run across people, my friend, that's doing things today that they started out they wasn't going to do. Yeah. Had a young lady tell me just not too long ago, I got a granddaughter and they was asking about her, and I said, I said she's a lifetime student. What do you mean, preacher? She's going to college. She got her degree and she's going some more. Yeah. What she studied in that degree, she don't want no more. Think about it. I'm not, look, you talking to the wrong one. We're getting the education field. I made 12 years out of it, thank God. Graduated, thank God. Didn't fail no grades, thank God. I appreciate all that, but brother, when I left, I wasn't going back. No, sir. I wasn't one of them. But anyway, this girl asked me about it. It was preacher man's daughter who it was, and she, her daddy was sitting there, and when I told her she is a lifetime student, she just laughed. She said, I went 10 years. I said, can I ask you what you're doing? She said, the very thing I said I wasn't going to do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. These men and women alike in this world got no clue what they want. Do you know that? No clue. Have no clue what they want. They think they do. They get it, then that ain't it. It's something else. I got news for you. They never will get satisfied. Do you know that? They ain't never going to get satisfied. You're going to have to come to terms one day, somewhere, somehow. You're going to have to come to terms. Yes, sir. I got married at an early age. And I quite frankly, I don't regret it. I don't regret it. People said, didn't you want to wait longer? Well, what was I going to wait on? I prayed God send me to the right person. Yes, sir. You might think things, you know, I ain't going to get into that. I ain't going to get into that. It comes down, my friend, to love. Do you know that? Love. Well, preacher, I thought I loved him, but it just didn't work out. Well, what didn't work out? Huh? What does the song say? Love is not love until it's given away. And a gift is not a gift until it's received. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Brethren, if a man and a woman decide to get married, it takes both of them. One of them ain't going to make it. Ain't going to happen. There'll always be that right there. There'll always be that. Until some terms. Did it tie me down? Well, maybe a little. Huh? You want me to tell you the truth? Don't you? Well, preacher, I thought you just loved them to death and it just didn't make no difference. I got news for you. Ain't a lot of work in the marriage. I don't care how much you love them. Ain't that Robert? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you got to find you a different subject. I want you to know I didn't pick this one. But I want you to get the gist. I want you to get the picture, my friend, of what love really is. God proved His love toward us in a big way. But He done everything in His power, Jeff, not to. Not to. Everything. You read that scripture over there in the New Testament, and it says, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. What did He send Him for? He sent Him into this world to redeem them that are in the world. Yes, sir. To redeem us. To give us something, brethren, that we could not get ourselves. Amen. Law couldn't bring it. Amen. The law was not sufficient. Can I say this? It never satisfied the man, because when man brought the sacrifice, he left there knowing he is going to have to bring another in the following year. His sins remained. The conscience of his sins remained. The law, my friend, took care of some sins, but it didn't do away with sin. What do you mean, preacher, it took care of? Now, there's certain things that if you done, they stoned you.
Yeah. Yes.
They just didn't stone you, they stoned your wife, your children, their children, and their children. And everything they owned, they burned it. Wasn't nothing left. You know who stoned them? The people did. In the day of the law, my friend, if I committed a sin that was worthy of death, you'd be the one stoning me. That's just the way it was. But it didn't do away with sin. It didn't fix the problem. It didn't satisfy man, and it did not satisfy God. Go back to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. He said, I never did or never was pleased with their offering. Never was. But in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. Preacher, where was His Son? He was with Him. Yes, He was. He is with Him in the beginning, folks. Amen. Yes, sir. He is there. Christ Himself said, Father, glorify Thou me with the glory that we had in the beginning. You know what God told Him? He said, I have glorified Thee, and I will glorify Thee again. Talking about His death. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son. What did He do, preacher? He showed the world how much He loved them. Now, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. My friend, it took every bit of it. It took all of it. And when He arose, my friend, and went back to the Father to sit down at the right-hand side of the throne, my friend, God was satisfied. Satisfied. Preacher, how do you know? He said, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you a comforter. Now, what's this, 2026? Did you know it's that comforter that satisfies me and you? Yes, sir. And it satisfies God. Why? Because God loved us. That's the message. You think about it. I could run into avenues that you probably don't want me running down. But the truth of it is, my friend, there's more in love than we give credit. And it's not just a word, folks. And it's not just a thought. You say, preacher, I ain't gonna get into that. I'm gonna hush. Just let me hush. There's a lot more in this. But I want you to know tonight how much God loves you. Had a mother tell me, well, she actually asked me. She is a member of this church. And she said, why is it when I go and visit my son that he just rails on me? Rails on me about any little old thing that I hadn't done. And she said, all I've ever done was love him. And I looked at her and I said, sister, I said, he's not really railing on you. I said, he's acting out. He's acting out because he's locked up and he can't get out and he's got to blame somebody. It wasn't his fault. How many of them said, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty? I've told you before, we had an old saying around the house, the not me ghost. We had one live there. Something went on, you asked them kids, we'd set them down. Not me, not me, not me. Wasn't one of them, not one of them. I's at work, Kathy's at work, and it went on. She was one of the three. One of the three. Love sometimes gets hard. Love sometimes, Steve, says no. Oh. Preacher, I don't like to hear that. We're living in a society that don't know what in the world no means. I'll hush. Gonna dig me a deep hole here. I'll hush. Love goes further, folks. It goes further. It goes deeper. I couldn't tell you the times that I've tried to console Kathy because of our son. I couldn't tell you the times. I can tell you this. Whether there's any knowledge in that grave, whether there's anybody that knows anything going on, I know one thing. There's fresh flowers on that grave every week. Every week. I don't put them there. I don't, Robert. I loved him. I believe I loved him as much as she loved him. But she's the one. She sees without a doubt. It makes no difference. Don't make no difference what time of the year it is. Don't, no birthdays, no special days. But every week. Fresh flowers. I ain't gonna tell you how people deal with things. These people, when things happen like that, tragic, it's sad. It broke my heart. It broke my heart in a big way. My dad died in 01, and this was 5 years later. But I sort of leaned on Josh a little more because Dad was gone. So it's a double whammy. You hear me? It's a double do. I wonder sometimes if that boy knowed how much I loved him. But you know the truth of it is, it don't stop our love. I wonder tonight, I'm going to take that same frame. Listen, I wonder tonight if we realize how much God really loves us. Really, really, really loves us. Loves us enough, folks, that He wanted to have what? A relationship with us. That's His desire. Have they ever been a time, Steve, that you went to Him that He didn't listen to you? Not a time. Might not have answered me. Might not have given me the kudos. But He listened. Preacher, how do you know He listened? You go to the book of Daniel. Daniel prayed for 21 days. Why did he keep praying? He kept praying, folks, because he hadn't heard anything. Then the Lord spoke. They said, I heard you the first time. Glory, 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 glory. I don't know about you, but it's sort of automatic with me when I get down to pray to Him. I sort of think He's on the other end. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why, preacher? Because He loves me tonight. I'm one of His. I'm one of His. Love will cover a multitude of sin. It will.